Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, and we've got some great questions, Angel.
Yes, we do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, do you have any insight on recognizing your kids' strengths and pointing them in a direction that uses what they're good at?
Yes, I do. Greatest book I ever got was Discover Your God-Given Gifts by Donna Katie Fortune. Chosen Books is the publisher. You can find it in any bookstore. There are many books that are good. This is my favorite one, personally. And so I'd give my kids a test every year at Christmas time. And it's a thick book, paperback book, very thick. Take a while to read through it. But if you'll just go to the middle section, it's got the test. And it's based on, you know, seven different areas. And give your child the test. Takes them about, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes to take it. And then you analyze the test. And so you find out where their strengths and weaknesses are. And what the test does, it'll summarize at the end. There's just hundreds and hundreds of vocations into the book. Based on your child's likes, dislikes, strengths, and weaknesses, they would do well in one of these 12 vocations. So what it helped me do is just narrow down, hey, guys, you know, because I remember when I was in school, and they'd have a career day, and we'd have the Army and the Navy Marines show up, and maybe a businessman, maybe an accountant. But there wasn't much variety because all of our fathers were blue-collar. And so we just want a job. We didn't want a career. We wanted a job. But no, I need to have a career. So how are you going to do that? Well, you got to get good at something. Mm-hmm. So where's your strength? So got to help find out what's your strength. I got one daughter who's really good with English, one was good with math. You know, well, you're probably going to do something with math if you're good at math. If you're not good with math, we don't want you to be an engineer. Don't build a bridge. If you do, put your name on the end of it because we're not going to drive across it because you're not good at math. Go where your strength is. God's given everybody gifts, so you're trying to help your child find their gifts. If you're doing something you like, something you're good at, you're going to like doing it. If you're miserable at your job and you're doing a job you're not good at and you're probably getting fired three or four times, that's not good. So the whole idea was to give them a test once a year, and we did it the whole life until they got out of the house. Well, your gift is still there. God hasn't changed it. It's not flipped a coin. You're still going to be good in one of these, you know, 8, 10, 12 areas. And so start picking something. And then we'd take them, and we'd visit in the summertime. We'd go visit universities or colleges before we went to college, and we'd visit businesses and people that were accountants and people that were attorneys, and, hey, you think you'd like this? And we'd have guys that would talk to us about 10 or 15 minutes. How did you get into this? How did you become an attorney? How did you become an accountant? How did you own this dry cleaning? I mean, you got three of these things. Man, you're making big money. You're a dry cleaner's guy. Well, he said, well, my dad, I got out of college, and I was a math major, and there weren't many jobs for math majors. My father-in-law owned this dry cleaning. He said, well, I want you to be able to take care of my daughter. So he gave us this dry cleaning, and eventually he owned three of them. And then he got a contract with Levi Jeans to wash the jeans because people wanted wore-out jeans. So he actually built a big, long building with 100 wash machines, 100 dryers. All he did for 2.5 years was wash Levi jeans and wear them out. He'd hang them on clothesline, take shotguns, and blow holes in them. People wanted jeans with holes in it. It was insane. You know, when I grew up, you wanted a nice pair of jeans, but no, people wanted that. So you found out there's money everywhere, but how are you going to make your money? And if you're not making your money where you're gifted, you're depressed. You got a bad job, and you got a bad boss, and you're not going anywhere, and you don't like it. So the whole idea is help your kids find out what they're good at. So we did the Discover Your God-Given Gifts every year.
Yeah, and I didn't know about that book when I was raising my kids. So, but I did see quickly, early on in my son's life, your kids were more academic, mine were more artistic. And but I did see early on that my son had a desire to for music.
Yes.
He started very young, playing the drums like at 3, and then the guitar and piano later on. My daughter was a different story. She was what I call a normal kid. You know, the most we saw was pretend. I mean, she always wanted to put on like a Little House on the Prairie hat and play Olden Days. How many times did I have to go out in the yard in the heat and play Olden Days? So, and she hated school. She wasn't good at it, you know.
Got it.
It was, I can so many times remember her struggling through school. And so she was a little bit of a late bloomer, but she hit college and started soaring. And I was like, you made me miserable for 12 years in school. And suddenly you love it. Now she's got her master's. Mm-hmm. So, but to her, she loves to write. And she's a teacher. And so that came later on. So, you know, sometimes, I mean, I think if I'd had that book, that would have been great. I just didn't have that. Also, another great resource is your book, God Knows How to Raise Kids Even
yes,
If You
excellent.
Don't.
It is an excellent
book. And you can certainly get that at JoeMcGee.com.
Yes.
All right, Joe, let me ask you this. Is there such a thing as a call to singleness?
There are people anointed to be single. The Apostle Paul was anointed to be single. He was single his whole life, wrote 2/3 New Testament, prayed in the Holy Ghost all the time. If he had got married, he'd have messed his life and somebody else's life up. But that is the minority, very, very small minority, not the majority. The majority comes under Deuteronomy, or you go all the way back to Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone, I'm going to make a helper. And you got to. It's good when you get married, find a spouse, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, take dominion. God made this planet for couples. It's man and woman. That's how it started out, Garden of Eden. And he's not changed his mind. He's never changed his mind. But there are people anointed to be single. I had a great aunt that lived to be, I think she was 97. She was dating when she was 95. Attractive lady. Had a degree. She became, my grandmother passed away. She was the oldest of the girls. And so she helped raise the other 11 kids, get them out of the house. Girls all went to college. Boys went to the military. And she did that. She worked, paid the utilities and bought the groceries. And everybody in town knew her and everybody loved her. My Aunt Luna, she was just an incredible woman. But she never got married. She said, no. And we'd ask, don't you want to get married? No. And she was very happy being single. But she, again, was the exception, not the norm. Most everybody's going to get married. If you ever go to an old folks' home or senior citizens, you talk to anybody that went their whole life and was never married, most of them are miserable. And they're mad and they're angry because you aren't supposed to be alone. You needed somebody to kind of sharpen you, iron striking iron. That's the way God made mankind, male and female. I mean, it started from the beginning. So everybody ought to be looking for a spouse.
Well, when I divorced, my kids were at very critical ages, 9 and 13. And I feel like there was a grace for a season for me to be
sure,
single.
Sure, there's always a
there
grace.
Was a, there was a 12-year period of time that I chose, it was my choice, to focus on raising them.
Yes.
And so.
You hit a home run, Mom. You hit a home run.
Well, it was the right thing for me to do. I can't say that it's right for everybody, but it was certainly the choice I made, and I'm glad I did. So.
Everybody I met was so shocked when you decided, hey, I'm going to get married. Like, really? You got to be kidding. You've been single for 12 years. And there's just differences and different seasons and times in everybody's life. So. You gotta watch that you don't pre-think something.
Yeah, everybody was shocked. I can remember telling them, they're like, to who? Like, you've never dated. What's the deal? I'm like, okay, there is people that may consider wanting to marry me. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
That was my kids who said that. Mm-hmm. They think they're funny. I guess they got that from me. All right, Joe. Next question is, I have been divorced for nearly 2 years. We have had two children who are now 8 and 11. My ex has visitation rights, but my kids say they don't want to go when it's their turn to spend time with their dad. There's no abuse going on. They just don't want to go, and I feel between a rock and a hard place.
Well, bottom line, you got to do legally what's legal. And you can't fight the law because that's where you get sued and get arrested and people start knocking on your door. We live in the land of laws. That's why our whole government, you know, is based on the prophet, priest, and king. You know, judicial system, legislative system, executive system. They balance one another out. So we're a nation of laws, and you got to do what the law says. So a divorce is a horrible thing or separation, but whatever you sign and agree to, you have to do. And the best thing you do is just talk to the kids. Hey, kids, just smile real big. We'll see you here in like maybe 48 hours or whatever it is, but you're going to have to do this. It's legal. That's why divorce is a horrible thing. You have to do things you don't want to do. But you don't have any choice. There is the law of the land. That's why I tell everybody that's going through a divorce, you better get a real good attorney who's going to explain to you very detailed what this is going to involve and not involve. And before you sign anything, don't sign. You're mad, you're frustrated, you're going through a divorce. don't just get in a hurry signing things. No, I'm going to have my attorney read this, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to sign and not sign. And so you're just going to have to deal with that, because at that age, then your kids need a solid parent, especially, you know, if you're a mom. And that just brings up another question. A lot of people ask me, said, hey, when can I start dating again? And I said, well, I've always recommended personally one-on-one. If your children are not out of high school yet, you don't date anybody. Your kids need you. You need to be the number one focus. And you got to be where they are, when they are. Because you start dating somebody, number one, they're probably going to hate them. And you're going to create strife in your family. And say, well, when do I get to have fun? You don't. You got divorced. You need to raise your kids. You get them going. Then God's going to bring you somebody really good, and I think it'll work out. Because, boy, there's a lot of horrible situations right now. People thinking, well, I want to get married again. Well, it's probably good. You probably should be married. But you went through a divorce, and now you're single with young kids. Your kids are your priority now, and you got to make that your priority.
The thing about there's so many elements to divorce that are so difficult. Back to the question that they were asking, kids are hurt. They're thrown into a tailspin.
Sure.
And they can become very manipulative, too.
Yes, they can.
Pitting mom and dad against one another. Man. So it's a game that you don't want to play. So I would just have some very serious heart-to-hearts. I mean, their father's equally as important to invest in their lives. So, I mean, I would try to get to the bottom of what is it that they're not wanting to go over there.
Well, as long as it's nothing illegal, immoral, or unethical, you're probably going to have to agree with them, because you're going to have to go back again to the law of the land. And that's where I always tell everybody, that anybody's caught, my whole family, I got a big family. Dad had 12 brothers and sisters, so did my father-in-law. Huge family. And so they'd call because I'm the only preacher. And they'd say, hey, what do you think about this? I said, well, the ones that have gone through divorce said, you need to stay single till your kids are out of the house, or there's going to be trouble. You're gonna drive a wedge. It's probably gonna be there for years, you know, unless God spoke to you and you've seen a burning bush. But if you've not seen a burning bush, the angel hasn't bid you. Focus on your kids, and God'll be gracious. There'll be a God there. I mean, you did it. You did exactly what, you know, I recommended my own family to do. Focus on your kids. Get them up, and then once they're up, and out of school, and out of college, married off, hey, it's me again. I get to do my life. So.
I did do it, and people have said to me so many times, you know, you really sacrifice for your kids, and they don't understand. There was no sacrifice in that.
I mean,
that was the greatest investment I ever made.
I know.
And it paid off, because today I am so close to them, and we have
great relationship with your kids.
Yeah, we have such a unity that, and I'm so thankful that I took that time. Do they still have issues from the divorce? Yes. They still have some things they have to work through, but not nearly as much.
And you're going to have a close relationship till Jesus comes back with those kids. They love you. They respond to you. They ask you questions. They're still adults, but they still, hey, what does mom think? Hey, I'm going to call mom. What do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredible. Just you can't put a price on that.
No, you really can't. I mean, if you have jumped into another relationship, you just have to believe God.
Yes,
that
you
he's
do.
Going
God
to,
is still a miracle-working God.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I mean, I get that, too. You're hurt. You're rejected. You want to feel wanted. There's so many emotions that are going along with it. So, you know, there's no perfect answer.
No, and there's always so many situations. I mean, I have a family member who got remarried, and the wife got divorced, and he married into the family. And the kids are older. They're teenagers. And they've got mad at him for it. Said, you're not my dad. You're not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I'm not. I'm not your dad. I'll never be your dad, but I am your father, and I love you more than your dad, because I'm here and he's not.
Mm.
And I'm buying you tennis shoes, sending you camping, and he's not. So I'm the guy that's taking care of you. So it's not an emotional thing. I'm the guy that's taking care. I'm going to make sure you're good and safe, well-educated, well-dressed, and get taken care of. You're sleeping in a nice warm bed, you know, and just be real calm.
Right.
No, I'm not your dad. I'm your father. I'm mm-hmm. not your dad.
And even if you've made mistakes, even if you've made poor choices,
sure.
and it has affected everybody in the family, you can start today by making better choices.
Yes, you can.
And God will restore.
God wants it more than you do.
Yeah.
You think you're trying to fix something? God wants that thing better, even more than you do, because there's so many people throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, married, unmarried, divorced. I mean, it was just a zoo, but God showed up in every one of them. God loves to show off.
He
God
does.
Will show
and he
off.
He wants to show off in your family.
Yes.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today. I'd just like to take a minute and thank our partners that have made this possible.
Yes.
Thank you for even this microphone that I'm talking into now. They've made it possible.
Yes.
So thank you so much, and thank you for joining us on Mondays. If you'd like more information on becoming a partner, you can check us out at joemcgee.com. And don't forget to listen on Wednesdays to Joe's Lifestyles and
yes.
on Fridays to Heroes of the Bible.
Man, that's a great one. I'm telling you, those are awesome stories. Those are good.
I know. I was sitting outside the other day listening to them, and I was skipping all the Mailbag Mondays. This is bad. I was skipping all of mine and going straight to the Heroes of the Bible because they're so good. I just love them. Anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. We love you.
God bless, guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.